Hi, and welcome to the Portland Resistance Calendar, where we try to find all the activist-related events for the week and tell you about them. This is VJ coming to you from the KBOO FM World Headquarters in Portland, Oregon. Our podcast page is kboo.fm/resist. The events I'm reading are just the tip of the iceberg. You can learn more about these, see up-to-date information, and much more at pdxactivist.org or at Facebook/Portland Resistance Calendar. If you're interested in supporting our work financially or underwriting this podcast, please call 503-231-8032 for more information. Here's the bird's eye view, the big events coming up this week, May 5th through May 14th. So today, Friday, May 5th, is Cinco de Mayo, a very minor battle, unless you're in Puebla, or unless you're in the United States and looking for an excuse to drink. For events, we have a reading fundraiser, and two rallies. There is the Cinco de Mayo Rally, Overcoming Oppression with Power, hosted by Milenio.org and Voz Hispana Cambio Comentario, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Chute Park Aquatic and Recreation Center, 953 Southeast Maple Street at TV Highway in Hillsboro. On Saturday, May 6th, there are two trainings, a discussion, a town hall, and a benefit. There's also a rally to support immigrant hunger strikers in the Gorge. That's noon to 2 p.m. at the Northern Oregon Regional Correctional Facilities. Five immigrant detainees have been carrying out a hunger strike there in the Dalles, Oregon. Return and Remembrance, to honor those who were unconstitutionally forced out of their homes and businesses in World War II. That's 2 to 4 p.m., Portland Expo Center, 2060 North Marine Drive. There's a panel discussion called Defending Separation of Church and State, presented by Kol Shalom Community for Humanistic Judaism. That's 3:30 to 6 p.m. at the Q Center, 4115 North Mississippi Ave. There is Fighting Against Fascism, Past, Present, and Future. That's a talk from the African and Native Solidarity PDX group. That's 4 to 6 p.m. at the SEIU Local 503, 6401 Southeast Foster at Holgate. And finally, on Saturday, there's a screening of America is Waiting, documenting J20 on the streets of D.C. It's happening at the Northwest Film Center, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Witzel Auditorium, 1219 Southwest Park. Sunday, May 7th, there's a town hall, a discussion, a film screening, among other things. What I'm going to mention is the town hall with Suzanne Bonamici at Lincoln High School, 11 a.m. to noon. There's an ACLU People Power Meeting 3.0, open to the public, 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Coffee House 5, 740 North Killingsworth at Albina. There is Experiences in an American Concentration Camp with George Nakata, 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Saruman House, 5131 Northeast 23rd, just north of Alberta. And finally, there's a film screening of Now is the Time, Healthcare for Everybody, sponsored by Portland Jobs with Justice, Healthcare for All Oregon, Nurses for Single Payer, Alliance for Democracy, you name it. 7 to 9 p.m., that's happening, Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Nothing happening that we know about on Monday, but on Tuesday, May 9th, there's a rally in Salem to save the Elliott State Forest, and there's a storytelling concert. There's also the Portland NAACP Political Action Committee meeting. That's 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at the Black United Fund for Oregon building, which is 2828 Northeast Alberta Street. There's also a fundraiser called Here to Stay for CAUSA, Oregon, where Andrea Williams from CAUSA will update us on their work in response to emerging needs. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lucky Lab Northwest, 1945 Northwest Quimby. Wednesday again is a quiet day, but Thursday, May 11th, there's a number of things, a fundraiser, a film screening, a keynote, and a reading, but there's also Interrupting Oppressive Language at the Village Free School. That is 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Village Free School is, I believe, on Water Avenue. There's also Indigenous Resurgence and Radical Anti-Colonial Struggle. That is sponsored by the African and Native Solidarity PDX Group. That's 6 to 9 p.m., PSU Smith Center, 1825 Southwest Broadway. On May 12th, there's a benefit. There's also the 7th Anniversary Keaton Otis Memorial, sponsored by Justice for Keaton Otis. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Maranatha Church. That's 4222 Northeast 12th Avenue at Skidmore. There's also two documentary screenings. We the People 2.0, that's sponsored by the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. That's 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1121 Southwest Main Street. There's also a film screening of The 13th. That's sponsored by Rash USA and the Red and Black Subculture Club. That's 7:30 p.m. at the Vern, 2622 Southeast Belmont. There'll be DJs afterwards. On Saturday, May 13th, there's a town hall, a filmmaking class, a fundraiser, a gala, and also Road Trip, 9th Annual Mother's Day Vigil at the Tacoma Northwest Detention Center. That's put on by the Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice. It's taking place from noon until 1:30 p.m. at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington. Closer to home, there's the talk from Portland NAACP President Joanne Hardesty, also longtime KABU programmer. It's sponsored by the ACLU People Power Group. It's at 1:30 p.m. at the Waverly Heights United Church of Christ, 3300 Southeast Woodward. There's the Stand Up Against Police Targeting, sponsored by the Oregon Students Empowered. That's 2 p.m. at Chapman Square, which is 350 Southwest Main Street at 3rd. And finally, there's Gender Revolution, A Journey with Katie Couric, a film screening taking place from 7 to 10 p.m. at the historic Kenton Firehouse, 8105 North Brandon in Kenton. Finally, Sunday, May 14th, there's a fundraiser and there is also the White Guilt Work Group. That's taking place at 3 to 5 p.m. at the Una Gallery, which is on Northwest Broadway. That's our calendar for this week. You can find more information on our podcast page. That's kboo.fm/resist. The most up-to-date information is going to be on pdxactivists.org or facebook.com/PortlandResistanceCalendar. I'm VJ. Thanks for listening. See you next week on the 12th or at a social justice event near you.